Hello.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call? I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Was trying to find an employment claim.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Ma'am.
Can I please have your social security number?
It's 420-11-6475.
That's gonna be 420-11-3475.
6475.
I do apologize. Let me go ahead and fix that for you. And
That's
that's
fine.
gonna be 6475 at the end. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
It's April King and it's 6-18-80.
Can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Oh, Denise Brown.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
It's been a while. I ain't never did it. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. You said it's been a while.
I did it when COVID hit.
Yes, ma'am. You said you had did it when COVID had hit. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, and understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Eleven.
Do you have a driver's license?
No.
Can you verify your state ID number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 154-1020.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
A checking account.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna go direct deposit to your checking.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your routing number?
The routing number is 262-277-419.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be 262-277-419.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your account number?
My account number is 250-94350.
And that's gonna be 250-94350.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
It's 16386. Alabama Highway 14, and that's Sawyerville, Alabama, 36776.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what was that mailing address again? I do apologize about that.
16386 Alabama Highway 14. And that's Sawyerville, Alabama, 36776.
Okay, what was that say there again? And can you spell it for me, please?
Sawyerville. And Alabama, 36776.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That's going to be 16386 Alabama Highway 14, Sawyerville, Alabama 36776.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your residence address, is it different from your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your resident address?
It's 50 Park Terrace. It's 50 Park Park Terrace, Terrace. Apartment number 7. 36776. I mean, it's three. Well, I'm trying to hold on. I got the zip code wrong. Three. I'm just used to saying my mail address.
Yes, ma'am. No worries.
35474.
Is that going to be in Sawyerville, Alabama, also?
No, it's Moundville. I'm sorry.
No worries at all.
MOUNDBILLE.
Okay, thank you. And that's going to be 50 Park Terrace, Apartment 7, Moundville, Alabama 35474.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
205-650-5706.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Please, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what is that telephone number again? I do apologize about that.
205-650-5706.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 205-650-5706. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
It's RYKEIRRA 22 at Gmail.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be RYKERRA 22 at gmail.com.
KEIRRA.
Yes, ma'am. RYKERRA 22 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's my daughter's name, Raquel.
That's a pretty name, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You did good on that, girl.
Oh, Dad's name.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, how you spell it? I just
Yes,
found
ma'am.
it
Yes,
out.
ma'am. Your mailing address is 16386 Alabama Highway 14, Sawyerville, Alabama 36776. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Your residence address is 50 Park Terrace, Apartment 7, Moundville, Alabama 35474. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer a randomly generated question. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? It's a 205-556-1329. It's a 205-556-5185. It's a 205-556-8478. It's a 205-556-9586. Or I had never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Not that I know of, I'm just used to cell phone numbers. Them sound like house numbers.
Okay, is that gonna be the one you have never been associated with this phone number?
Yeah, not that I can recall.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? It's a 205-339-2556. It's a 205-339-3160. It's a 205-339-3531. It's a 205-339-7522. Or had never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
The first one.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
What's time for me?
Yes, ma'am. What color is your 2007 BMW 3 Series? Is it beige? Is it black? Is it gold? Is it silver? Or had never been associated with this vehicle?
I never had a BMW.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be you had never been associated with this vehicle.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama or a Florida that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
You said what? I'm sorry.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you were?
On the 9th of December the 9th, 22.
That's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
You said I work for a company.
Okay, you work for a company, so that's going to be considered as no.
Okay, okay.
Would that be okay if I put down no for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
You said what?
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Commission based? I ain't on commission, so.
Is that going to be no?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
You said I'm receiving Social Security?
Yes, ma'am. Or a pension, yes. Which is like a retirement.
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
That's going to be about 20 miles.
Yeah.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$13.
That's going to be about $13.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Huh?
Are you in a union?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They say I can return January the 9th, 2023. We on layoff.
Okay, you said the date was January the 9th, 2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
It say due to academic calendar and resulting winter shutdown, it's necessary to place our resources on temporary layoff directed by management.
Yes, ma'am. And did you want me to put down yes for you or no?
I'm just being honest. So, yeah, would that be yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to give you no false information.
Yes, ma'am. Are you on a temporary layout due to a company vacation period or schedule company shutdown for more than 2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. What is your job title and description?
I'm a lead cashier.
Okay, you said lead cashier.
Yes, ma'am.
With your job description, when you're exchanging coins and tokens for patrons' money, may issue payouts and obtain customer signature on receipts?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your job, in your current occupation?
Am I seeking work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
Aramark. That's A-A-R-A-R-A-M-A-R-K.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be Aramark Campus LLC?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
It's got Aramark on here, so.
Yes, ma'am. What is your employer phone number?
Can I give you my supervisor number?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be fine.
Okay, let me look it up my phone. Girl, that's the only thing I ain't got. I got everything else. Hold on. I got to look her number up in my phone. Her name is Rachel Donnelly. And her number is, I had everything ready. Okay, her number is, it's Rachel, is 205-534-8198.
That's going to be 205-534-8198.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your employment start date?
You talking about when I supposed to return?
Oh, ma'am. When was the very first day that you started working for Aramark?
I want to say August the 9th, the 12th. Can I give you a ballpark figure?
Yes, ma'am. You said August the 9th?
Yeah.
August. Yes, ma'am.
I started in August, so that when school started. I work with a university, so I work with the school.
Yes, ma'am. And you said that's going to be 2021 or 2022?
2022. Yeah, I
agree. Yes, ma'am. When was the last day that you worked? Was it December the 9th?
Yes, ma'am. No, it was, December the 9th.
Yes, ma'am. What city and state the work was performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
They doing a temporary layoff. It's due to academic calendar and resulting winter shutdown. It is necessary to place our associates on a temporary layoff directed by management. Your layoff is effective end of shift December the 9th, 2022.
Yes, ma'am. Was it because of lack of work or you've been laid off as no work is available?
I work with a college, so when the kids be out of school, like, they out of school for Christmas and New Year's break. So, since they're out of school, we can't work. We gone when they gone, basically.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be because of lack of work?
I guess that what it will be.
Yes, ma'am. Would it be okay if I put you down for lack of...
It say this layoff is directed. They gave us a paper. This layoff is directed by your management and is due to no work available.
Okay, so that's gonna be laid off if no work is available. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It didn't say if work does become available during the layoff and you are contacted, you will be required to return to work.
Yes, ma'am. Laid off if no work is available. Is that correct?
Yes ma'am.
Did your letter have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
I had that too. Hold on. Okay, I got it.
Your temporary PIN number is 7580.
7580?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works. alabama.gov/bossnet.
Start over for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be V like in Victor.
V.
O-S.
O-S.
N-E-T slash.
N-E-T.
Yes, ma'am. Slash. Then a slash. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
That's V-O-S-N-E-T slash Alabama Work.
No, ma'am. That's going to be Alabama Works. That's going to be with an S at the end.
Oh, Works. Okay.
.Alabama, which is spelled all the way out.
Alabama. Okay.
.gov.
Hold on. Alabama. .gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
/bossnet.
/that is me.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be V like in Victor.
Yeah.
O-S.
O-S.
N-E-T slash.
Okay.
And that's going to be the website that you go to update your online resume.
What's after the slash, nothing?
Nothing else after the slash.
So I got V-O-S-N-E-T slash Alabama Works dot Alabama dot gov slash V-O-S-N-E-T slash.
No, ma'am. That's going to be Alabama Works.
So I don't need the V-O-S-N-E-T at the beginning?
No, ma'am. That go at the end.
Oh, okay. I got started from the beginning for me. I wrote it wrong.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No worries. That's going to be Alabama Works.
Okay.
.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
/bossnet.
Okay.
/.
Okay, I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I started listening too late, girl.
It's okay. It's okay.
I got it.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full time work each week that you claim benefits. Okay. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
I'm going to do it by phone.
Yes, ma'am. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. Our information bullet will be... Go ahead.
So when I'm supposed to make the claim on Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Sunday before what?
Before 5 p.m.
Before 5. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Our information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file this question listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling.
You so sweet.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
Okay.